No. General, what the Rambam is doing, what the Rambam is doing, he's talking about the Darche Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He first, in Derech HaTorah and Sophis, talks about using mitzvahs as a means for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah is valued per se. Every mitzvah is a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to use it for that. And in every mitzvah, a certain yisod, a certain general principle, the Torah wants us to learn out from it that we also have to use. And he's very detailed in that. Then the Ben Avraham gets to midos, chooses three main midos. Informing, he has nedivus, rachmonus, nedivus, because of payim and anava. You have to understand the role midos tovus play in the world of the Rambam, in the Mele of Ben Avraham Ben Avraham. Rambam writes in Zakdom to Perek Chelek. That's a list of people ain't lehem chelek. And these are the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. Total extreme rishus. He says there are other people who are various. That the eyes of the world aren't so serious. But Chazal also said, "Ein lo chelek v'malo." Who's that? That is, he gives examples. He gives examples of Malbim Pnei Chaver of a Rabbin, Bechanishem of Chaver, all sorts of things. Miskabi Bekon Chaver. And he said, there are two types of people who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. One because they're evil, and the ones with bad midos, whose neshama is just doesn't belong there. They have bad midos, you just don't belong there. And Malbim Pnei Chaver Barab, Miskabi Bilkon Chaver, and the like. When he talks in Perek Tes Hilchos Tshuva, he says something very interesting. He says, this Schar Mitzvah in this world, Schar Mitzvah in the next world. How you zocha to Schar Mitzvah in Olam Haba? He says again, without me, this Tovus, it doesn't begin, you don't get there. Further, when you take a look in the Rambam, when he writes, in throughout Perish Mishnayos and throughout Moreh Nevuchim, it's very clear. For a person to get a clear understanding of Torah on any level, it's not only to do with intellectual ability, not only to do with Hasmada, it has to begin on a serious level with Midas Tovus. You don't have Midas Tovus, you're not in control of who and what you are. And therefore, your entire way of thinking gets twisted. So therefore, if Rabbi Avraham follows Rabbi Avraham, who follows almost everything in the path of the Rambam, when he's explaining Madregas in Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts Midos right in the center at the beginning. Rambam says more than that. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, Parsh Kisisa, It says, "Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, Re'ata Omer Elai, Ha'al Asam Hazeh. You have told me to take these people out of Mitzrayim and elevate them here to Maamar Har Sinai. And in order for me to do that, Yidaticha B'Shem, I have to understand the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimotzos Hichem B'Einecha, Hodiyin Yino Azdrachecha, Derech Hashem," the Rambam says, is Midas Tov. "So I'll understand the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be able to respond. Rambam says, a person whose goal is he's the one who's Motzei Chen B'Enei Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine. And then he says, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham V'Chanun, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Emes. That's why the Rambam begins with Chesed and Erech Apayim. In between, he talks about Nedivus. Because Nedivus is the key to everything. Nedivus is the midah of recognizing that anything and everything I have on this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift to me. And therefore, whatever gifts I have, which are matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to understand he gave me a gift for a purpose. And how am I going to use this in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it begins with a very fundamental understanding. Whatever I have in this world is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Aleph. Because, for instance, the story of Cain and Hevel. What's the difference between Cain and Hevel? Where do they get started in the wrong direction? Cain, what did Hevel brought a carbon? Mipchoros, tzono umeichal veh. From the best and the first. The Hevel hevi gamhu, and he brought himself there on the Mizbeach as well. If I was successful in being a Roat Zon, all my success comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I'm going to bring a korban of the best. Cain refused, his ego stood in his way. He couldn't accept that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when he wanted to, knew technically he had to bring a korban, took some of the gruel shebehem, the not good part, so he really wasn't giving up anything. Because if you feel it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an expression of recognition, and you're not giving up, because everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's me, then I did it, and your ego is front and center, so then you're giving up too much. And that is Nedivus. And the question is, when a person looks at himself and wants to change his midas, why should I do it? Why should I do it? And here, when he begins with chesed. I understand, Hashem, Hashem, it's chesed, keil rachum, chanu, tzor chesed, erech apayim. And in between, he throws in the divos. Why? Because if I look at the meters, my meters that I have today, where they come from, part is my inborn nature, part is the way I've reacted to everything that's happened to me over the years, part is society gave me. Then the question is, why should I change? Why should I change? This is me. I'm discovering myself, in part of psychology today. You're supposed to discover your true self. I always say, you don't discover your true self. You realize what's right, what's wrong. Your entire, everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to be meshabedet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even my personality and all that I need is, I have to adapt to what the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. Because my whole life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that recognition that he talks about in the Divas is what forces a person to get whole control of himself. And of those areas where control is the greatest, necessity is Erech HaPayim. Now the Rambam had what he called the middle path. And there are two midas, he says, then you can't take the middle path. You have to go to the extreme. That's Kas. And Anova. Because if you cannot go to the extreme with these, you're never going to be in control of yourself. Kas is one of the things that enables a person just to lose control of himself, and when he loses control of himself, to lose his bechira chofshis. He's just out of control. Out of control. He no longer can make the cheshbon of what's right, what's wrong. He's just not in control of himself. Number one. Number two. I pointed out, we discussed this, that what is the reason of kas? Someone did something to me. Wait a second. He did it to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen to me, and he just happened to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tool. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his bad midas that I should get this, but really it's going to happen anyway. And this we see from Yosef HaTzadik. When the brothers said, oh, he's going to take revenge, he said, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be in Mitzrayim. That he wanted me to do. Except he, how am I going to get to Mitzrayim? He just used your bad midas that's to get me to Mitzrayim, but it would have happened anyway, so you're not responsible for it. So go take up your bad midas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not my issue. That's a way of looking at the world. Way of looking at the world is this was going to happen, this should have happened to me. And since it should have happened to me, these people just were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tools. Using their Bechira Chavshin, they're using their Midas Ras. The willingness to accept that what happens to me is a result of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's happening to me is a result of my mitzvahs and averus, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing what's going to happen to me. It's a tremendous acceptance of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That we're not in charge of it. It's a very big avodah. And that, he says, lo sikam v'lo sitor. What's the reason Torah told us lo sikam v'lo sitor? Someone does something to me. Someone stabs me in the back. I'm going to do something to him. Wait one second. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the equation, not part of the equation. Except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen to you. It's just, how did it happen to you? This person is a, he used this person's bad midas to make sure this happens to you. Accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a very, very deep sense. Go through and get rid of many aspects of kas, and it gives you control over your life rather than just reacting to everything. But it begins with a very deep idea. What happens to me, the gifts I get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the slaps in the face I get, are all coming from him. That, okay. Then he says, Hiskasha, there's another way. And he ends up with the story of Hillel. Could never get Hillel angry. Why not? It's what he calls an anova pnimis. A deep anova. I'm not running the world. A deep anova. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, then he goes on to what he calls his kashus al yedei HaTorah. How do you change your midas? How do you change your midas through Torah? Lizko mashenema b'Torah v'sifrei Nevi'im b'gnus hakas. First of all, very simple. how to do it? One should first learn all those parts of the Torah and tell him how bad a midah this is. The more you realize how evil it is and how destructive it is, the more you're going to be motivated to take control of it. Hasheni. The second is, Hizbonim b'mitzvah shetachlisan hi hachsharas halvavos ha-savlanus. There are many mitzvahs. If I would look, what is the underlying message in the mitzvah? The underlying message in the mitzvah is use this as a tool to control yourself and get control of your anger. He says, for instance, take a look at Cain killing Hevel. Why did Cain kill Hevel? He got angry at him. Why did Cain get jealous? No, why did he get jealous of him? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his score and didn't accept Cain's score. Wait a second. Cain could have had one of two reactions to that situation. Could have had a reaction to that situation. Wait a second. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his score, but not my Korban, I must be doing something wrong. What am I supposed to fix up about myself to have had that reaction? And then he would have realized, take a look at the korban Chayelva brought, take a look at the korban Gaia brought, and you begin to say, so why did I bring such a korban? Where did I go wrong? There was a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending him a message. More than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him directly, Vayomer Hashem al Kain. Hashem told Cain, why are you getting so angry? He says, you just gave him to Yetzirah. And you can, you can control yourself. Get into control of yourself and of your anger. You're in control. If you want to be in control. And if you don't want to be in control, then you're a victim of whatever wild midah raw you're going to come up with. But what happens? He says, go to Lavoni Minnesota, and then Ashuv Zaro. And his descendants were destroyed. And that was his punishment. Now, what does it mean his descendants are destroyed? Where Noah is the one, he wasn't destroyed totally. Noah is the one through whom humanity survives. Noah comes from Shes. And the Ben Achaben from Cain, they all got lost in the marble, which he interprets as that was the only. He says, God love one of so that I'll have no Yotze Chalatza. And then, but it's not 100% true. Because Ashes Noach came from Cain. And that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced it. His Ben Achaben will be all destroyed. But one person who comes from him will be Ashes Noach. But the person stops and but Cain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him directly, this is, look at yourself, take responsibility for your actions. And realize what you did is what caused my response. And then you're not going to be angry. You're going to be angry at yourself. You're going to try to prove yourself. And he didn't. And he had a horrible onish. Sinus Esau Yaakov. And he wanted to kill Yaakov. Tremendous sin. But who in the end was successful? Yaakov. Since Hashvot and Machi Yosef. And what is the reason? Now he says, Ki hato shenene shaloha Moshe ahoysa l'kaz. Why was Moshe in here? why was Moshe Rabbeinu punished? He couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Which in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind was the onish. He just be Damas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He says, because of his kas. He says, take a look what my father says in Pirkei Avos. And he says, Shimon HaMorim. He lost himself and spoke improperly to Klal Yisrael. And he, in his class against them, he was not willing to view them properly and understand properly what was happening. Because he lost himself for a second. And the show, see, and all of these, he says, see what the Torah says and see the stories in the Torah. And the stories in the Torah are there for very poignant examples of what, how things go wrong in our own lives. Otherwise, it won't be there in the Torah. Shaul B'chir Hashem. He killed all the Kohanim of Nov because of Kas. And he goes on and on. All of Tanakh is full of it. Now, there you see the destruction of Kas. The Torah doesn't tell you the destructive capacity of Kas. Torah says that the advantage of not losing yourself and staying calm, accepting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when Reuven tried to calm the brothers down so they shouldn't kill Yosef, and redirected it from killing him to selling him, and Yosef HaTzadik's ability not to be angry and be totally accepting of his brothers. What is he trying to say here? He says, if you stop and take a look throughout Tanakh is full of stories of the destruction, of the destructive aspect of Kas and the total product of people who get control of themselves and non-Kas. Because of those stories, he says. Because that he says that is a very that's these stories are there to drive the point home. And then finally he ends up, Pasuk says, Aluvim Venim Ovim. Who are in Shabbos. People who are insulted but don't insult back. Shomim cheposum v'enem mishivim. To accept it, why was Zohar to be so insulted? It's what it is, I deserve it. That acceptance. Now, he says, one has to go through stories in Tanakh, first of all, to see it. I understand the stories in Tanakh, and they're there to teach us these lessons. Now there's something else. Take a look at the various mitzvahs that we have, and what the Torah wanted to us to learn from these mitzvahs. Take a look. There's a pasuk lo sechal chayrish. Do not curse even a chayrish. Says, take a look what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos on that. Lo sasei shin yudzai. Ki hanefesh, the human soul, is known a limkom me'amazik l'fitzuras ha'hezik. When I want to take revenge against someone for damage that I imagine he caused me, I won't be calmed down. I should tigmor l'mazik until I give it back to him according to the amount of damage he called me. And when I do punch him in the face or do whatever I do to him, then I'll calm down. She says, palm him. Sometimes I don't have to do anything to him. I'll be satisfied just cursing him or insulting him. And until I'll destroy his money. And all of these things. I'll lose myself and get out of control. So, he says, Torah says in all of these things. What does the Torah say? First it says, lo sikam, lo sikam. I'll do anything. But not only lo sikam, doing something. Whereas those seekers, I'm not allowed to harbor anything inside of me. Just let it go. Let it go. And that is a very hard, deep avoda. Means I don't damage his property. I don't hurt him. I don't kill him. I don't insult him. Just let it go. I let it go, he says. Then I get in control of myself. Kuzman, I don't let it go. I just get out of control. Kaven Shibiyarno. Since we explain Arichas Apayim and Amidos Hatrumios Sha'or Aleim HaTorah, he says, and someone who learns Torah, it's more of a requirement. But that's only when someone interferes with what I want to do in Gashmis. But if someone on in Yoni Das, in Yoni Ruchnius, what does it say? Kol Tamil Chochom Shein Enokim V'Note Kanocha Shein Tamil Chochom. Take the gomma. Wait a second. What do you mean, take the gomma? Well, seek and vote, seek. Says the Gemara, ask the question. And what does the Gemara answer? Lokasha. Kam b'mil d'shmaya, kam b'mil d'alma. If someone tries to do something to me, in Gashmis, let it go. Someone tries to do anything in Ruchnius, I have to stand up to it. I don't let it go. It's not just accepted. Now, what this means, Lamaisa, that emits Hashem Bli Neder, we'll get into. When the Gedorim, this is a very delicate getter, when Kas is Mutter and Tamil Chochem came in Minokim. Says in Yonei Shemaya. Now, to define that, to make sure it just doesn't get out of control, is very important. There is story of the birth of Shmuel Anovi. His mother, Hannah, davened. And Elkanah, his father, had two wives. Penina had seven children. Hannah had no children. And Penina worked hard to get under Hannah's skin, make fun of her. She and she was seriously punished. How was she punished? Ad she akora yolda shiva, Chana had seven, v'rabas bonim ulola, and Penina, every time a child of Chana's was born, child of Penina's died. That's the onus of the Ben Adam L'Chavero. But Chazal tells us something very interesting. Penina L'Shem Shemayim Neskavta. She was Mekavta L'Shem Shemayim. So, that means she thought she was Mekavta L'Shem Shemayim. She used L'Shem Shemayim as an outlet for her bad midos. And that makes it even worse. And that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shemayim.